The Hot FM main news. A lovely good evening to you. Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. These are the stories making headlines. Former President Edgar Lungu's associate, Martin Mbaya, appears in court over money laundering charges. Ex-ZAMSA DG Victor Nyasulu joins Citizens First Party, eyes Lusaka mayoral position. And Hegseth says today will be the most intense of U.S. war on Iran.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Former President Edgar Lungu's associate, Martin Mbaya, has appeared before the Lusaka Magistrate's Court and is expected to take plea tomorrow on multiple money laundering charges. Mr. Mbaya, 50, a businessman of Minwood Ndeke, Lusaka, also faces charges of possessing property suspected of being proceeds of crime, possession of a firearm without holding a license, and forgery, among others. However, when the matter came up today for plea before Magistrate Paul Namakando, State Prosecutor Stevesant, Malambo, informed the court that he was not aware that the matter was scheduled for hearing and he applied for an adjournment. In response, defense lawyer Charles Changano advised the state to put its house in order as it organizes a prosecutor to take up the matter. It is alleged that Mr. Mbaya on April 21st, 2024 in Lusaka had in his possession a firearm, namely 9mm pistol without a license. Further allegations state that Mr. Mbaya on April 21st, 2024 in Lusaka possessed a property, namely a Toyota Land Cruiser, registration number BAP7240, reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime. The matter has been adjourned to March 11, 2026 for plea. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced the closure of the inspection of the provisional register of voters today, stating there will be no extension on to the exercise. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the online inspection of the provisional register of voters commenced on Sunday, February 22, 2026, while the physical inspection exercise at all polling stations across the country began on March 2, 2026. He said both the online and physical inspection exercises were initially scheduled to end on Sunday, March 8, 2026. However, the commission extended the inspection period by 2 days to allow more eligible voters an opportunity to verify their details. Mr. Kasaro said the commission is satisfied that a reasonable number of registered voters have verified their details and utilized the services provided during the inspection period. Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA Director General Victor Nyasulu has joined the Citizens First Party with the intention of contesting the Lusaka mayoral seat in the upcoming general election on the party's ticket. Speaking during the launch of the party's call for applications from aspiring candidates for positions such as Member of Parliament, Councillor and Mayor, Mr. Nyasulu said his decision to join the party is motivated by the desire to address the many challenges facing the capital city. Mr. Nyasulu said Lusaka continues to struggle with issues related to town and country planning, sanitation and public safety, among other concerns that affect residents on a daily basis.
Today I am perhaps one of the first ones to apply the leadership to stand as mayor of Lusaka, and I lost it by a mere 7%, and so would like to try. And I urge the Zambians in Lusaka to give me a chance. My sincere gratitude to the leadership and members of the Citizens' Space for welcoming me into this great movement that believes the citizen must always come first.
Meanwhile, Citizens' First Party Secretary General Vincent Chintu has welcomed Mr. Nyasulu to the party and called on other Zambians interested in leadership to join the party and apply to contest for various positions ahead of the general election.
I think for me, that is the only message I have for you, Mr. Nyasulu, on behalf of the party and the president who is not around. You are most welcome in Citizens First, and together I think we can make something very big if we put our heads together like the way we have done. I'm just calling out to other members, the citizens of this country, who may want to join us. We are very open. I know some of them have always been saying, no, President wants to wait alone. No, he is not even like that.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has expressed disappointment over the ruling UPND's failure to address issues affecting the country's youth. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, FDD National Youth Chairperson Clement Ngoma said existing empowerment programs have not benefited young people. Mr. Ngoma has noted that the programs have been politicized, which has compromised their effectiveness in supporting the youth. He has added that the party will prioritize youth welfare and ensure that young people hold critical positions in the country's governance structures. Ms. Ngoma has also reaffirmed that the FDD will rally behind Brian Mundubile as the presidential candidate for the Tonse Alliance.
Young entrepreneurs, youth empowerment initiatives. When the president won elections in 2021, young people had a lot of hope because I think he's the first president to also just set up the Ministry of Small Medium Enterprises. We hoped that through that conveyor belt, we'll have a lot of young people get empowered. A lot of young people have their business start up and be able to be supported through the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission and many other great initiatives that were well intended, but unfortunately they've been over politicized.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank, ZANACO, has officially reopened its branch at the University of Zambia, describing the move as a strategic step towards strengthening access to financial services. Speaking during the unveiling ceremony, ZANACO Chief Commercial Officer Charlie Mwefweni said the reopening of the UNZA ZANACO branch is more than just a facelift, but a move aimed at expanding the bank's distribution network and promoting financial inclusion in the country. Mr. Mwefweni has noted that refurbishing the banking facility at the country's highest learning institution is a deliberate investment in the ecosystem that produces Zambia's future workforce. Meanwhile, University of Zambia Vice Chancellor Professor Mundia Muya said the institution, which has over 34,000 students and more than 1,200 members of staff, requires accessible and efficient financial services.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Bank of Zambia says it has withdrawn 95% of old banknotes from circulation as of February 28, 2026, as the country approaches the deadline for exchanging the old currency, which is 31st March 2026. In a post shared on its official Facebook page and monitored by Hot FM News, the central bank said only 5% of the old banknotes remained in circulation by that date. According to the bank, the remaining 5% is valued at approximately 0.83 million kwacha, indicating significant progress in the ongoing currency withdrawal exercise. The Bank of Zambia has since urged members of the public who still have the old notes to exchange them before the deadline.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work.